you know my intro. You know I do that thing with the guitar. What up, everybody? It's Adam Cast IRL. Today I've got a fun episode. One of my favorite Twitter account users, Patriot J, has joined me today. He's not, unfortunately, he's not in the studio, which, you know, it's funny because you've actually bounced out to D.C. a couple times over the past couple months. We actually met in D.C. randomly.
Yes, sir.
I heard Adam. And I like look over and he's over there wearing his suit. You know, he's always rocking the. You're not wearing your suit actually right now.
I know it's okay. Too hot. It's okay. Right now in my room.
All right. I'll forgive you. I do like your Hotep Nation beanie, though. That's pretty dope.
Thank you, sir.
And congratulations. Congratulations. This guy just won one of the first annual Grifty Awards. I don't know how many of
yes,
you
sir.
Saw the Grifties.
You are talking to a professional grifter.
Dude, it's an honor. It is an honor. Dude, you're too half the time I'm not sure if you're grifting, if you're joking, you know, if you're trolling. And honestly, those are the best. It's the best parts. If you guys don't know who this is.
Between reality, joke, and grift.
I have to applaud you, sir. I have to applaud you. Seriously, if you don't know who this guy is, this is Patriot J. How would you describe yourself? Why don't you go ahead and describe yourself? How would you introduce yourself?
Keep it short and sweet. I am a 24-year-old law student, and I rap and tweet a lot. That's about it.
All right, simple and sweet, and it's true. Law student. That's awesome. You're the type of lawyer that I feel we need in the world.
I tweeted yesterday, I'm going to Lynn Wood School of Law.
I know, sure I responded to it. Did you see it? Yeah. All the truths will be revealed. Oh, the lies?
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to reveal the lies today.
You know what? Hold on. I have to get this. I have to show this because it's pretty good.
Oh, my
good.
God. You're going to pull it up? Yeah.
I'm going to pull this up.
Shout out to my buddy Maybrick. He edited that for me. I said, dude, I have this idea. Please put my head on this meme. And he made it happen.
Oh man, where am I? Yeah, you tweet so much. Like, how am I gonna? Oh, here we go. I found it. That was pretty fast. All right, let me see. Let me share this. Share screen. There we go. Look at this, guys. This is hilarious. There he is.
Every lie.
That's good though. You know, I'm not joking actually when I say like you're the lawyer that we need because, man, all these lawyers, it feels like they're in this lawyer group, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the politicians, these lawyers, they're all politicians are lawyers now. You know, they're not.
Like, I feel like every profession's kind of got their like elite and cream of the crop that people kind of look up to and they kind of want to fit and conform and be a part of that. But me, yeah. I'm taking the opposite approach. I don't know. I don't need those guys at the top. We just need the people. Because the job, I want to be a lawyer to help people. That's at the end of the day, that's what lawyers do. Whenever you're in a down bad situation, you got to call a lawyer. You know, you're going through some family issues, you got to call a lawyer. So you're going to want somebody who's going to genuinely want to help you in that situation, not just trying to take your profits or run up your billable hours.
That's amazing. That is the only reason why people should want power. And it feels like the people like you are few and far between now. You know, that's awesome. You're doing it to help people. And that's awesome. It's interesting. Someone in chat, let me just find that real quick. It just went by. A law student, not a Democrat? What?
Dude, we got
what's going on?
So, believe it or not, college turned me into a conservative.
Really? College did it?
Yeah. I was like, I'm black, so I was born a Democrat.
You are?
Yeah. So I was born on the Democratic plantation, as they say, you know? And I went to a undergrad. I graduated from Cal State Northridge. Shout out to all my Matadors. But my first semester, I take this Africana Studies English course as part of my English requirements. And they indoctrinated me hard, dude. They were hitting me with like the white supremacy, the patriarchy, the capitalist society. All of that shit needed to be overthrown. It all needed to be overthrown.
Oh my
and,
goodness.
And the next semester, I took Intro to Logic. And I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Critical thinking. What is this? I can sort of think objectively and not, you know, make decisions based off my emotions. So after that introductory logic course, it was like, oh, conservatism really makes a little more sense to me than the other side.
That's awesome. So were you even political at all going into college, or did you go into college and you took that one class and you're like, whoa, this is the way it is? And then the next semester, like, actually, whoa, this makes a lot more sense. But that seems like a span of like a year. You went through it was, all sorts of different.
It was pretty wild. But I think I've always been like kind of political. My earliest memory of politics is in the third grade. It was 2004, and we held this mock election in class, Bush versus Kerry. And I remember making fun of my friends and telling them all not to vote for Bush. And my professor was like, hey, don't talk about who you vote for, which is weird. I don't know why you're giving like 8-year olds a mock presidential election. But that was kind of like my earliest political memory. And then Obama came in the scene 2008, 2009. So I I volunteered on his campaign for a few days. I did some phone banking. And,
really?
And my dad.
Were you like 10, 12?
I was 11. And then 11. My dad and I went to Obama's first inauguration in 2009.
Okay.
And so I've always kind of been interested in politics. And when I went to college, I was like, you know, maybe I should just get a degree in political science. You know, if I'm going to have to go to school, it might as well be for something that I kind of like and I'm interested in.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So
I was like, I was never on the fence. Even when I was a liberal, you know, I was kind of the same way, outspoken, trying to put humor into things and kind of making music about it still. But just that logic course kind of flipped the switch.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Thank goodness, dude. I'm happy for that logic course. Thank you for taking that course, because it seems like it saved you.
Yeah, my professor is a guy named Lucas Mather. I actually reached out to him on Facebook a couple months ago, too, because, you know, I tell the story a lot about how I become a Democrat, or I mean, how I left the Democratic Party or whatever, but I never told it to him. And he kind of, he sent that back this long message saying like, wow, thanks, I appreciate that. Because I feel like, I felt like he knew what he was doing. You know, he would drop like little Republican jokes in class here or there.
Like poking fun at him?
Yeah, like, I remember he said something about like making dumb decisions, and then he was like, yeah, like voting for Obama in 2012 again or something like that. And it was just like little comments here and there. And then I found him on Facebook, and he runs this like entire page that's all about like getting the liberal bias out of academia, which was pretty cool. So he was really stoked to hear that story when I finally told him.
Nice. I mean, it does feel like there is some crazy bias going on in, I mean, all things really, you know, but I think the problem lies definitely in academia, in the education system, and how they're just forcing white supremacy on you, you know, as in a class where, dude, would you say English studies?
It was an Africana American English studies class, because they had like your English requirement, and you could also take like an African studies if you wanted to, or like Latinx studies, or like gender studies.
Okay.
Instead of just regular English. But yeah.
Interesting. Man. Well, I'm glad you got out of that. That's good. Let me ask you, are you planning on getting political? You know, I know that you know you're doing the lawyer stuff, but then you've kind of, it seems like you've already kind of, you know, been in the game a little bit for you know, political world.
I do got a little experience. I've worked for a couple members of Congress. I've volunteered on a few campaigns also. I'm not sure like if or when I'll ever do it myself, but I kind of do want to utilize my law degree in like the political realm, whether it's maybe working for an agency in the government or a candidate, or maybe even like doing something like constitutional rights involved. So when people are like, I don't know, being prosecuted for speaking freely or stuff like that.
Yeah, man, we need you right now more than ever, honestly, because people are getting shut down. I mean, I can't believe I'm still on Twitter. I'm surprised you're still on Twitter. You're way spicier than me, dude.
Every day I wake up, I check my account. Gosh. I'm like, oh, whew, it's still there, thankfully.
Better tweet some spicy stuff while I'm still here.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been trying to get people to get on Gab, too. I love Gab. I got like 11,000 followers on Gab in just like the past week. And it's cool because they don't throttle your followers every other week, you know? Yeah. I swear I've hit like 60K just this month alone, maybe like four different times.
Oh, really? Just boop, 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 boop.
Yep. It's like watching my stock, you know, it just goes up, down, up, down, up, down.
Speaking of stocks, do you got any of the game stock? You in on it?
Yeah, dude. So I'm in on, I'm going all in on AMC, and then I'm like, halfway in on GameStop. I'm just gonna wake up tomorrow and hope for the best. I don't know. That's all I can do. It's out of my control. Yeah, hopefully people can keep memeing about it. That's what it is.
Man, I honestly, I've been paying attention to this story. For those who don't know, it's basically The Big Short, but flipped around because the gamers are the ones screwing over the hedge fund. It's actually pretty amazing. And you could see Wall Street is basically freaking out because they weren't expecting anyone to be paying attention. They've just been playing this game, you know, sell, buy, like, oh yeah, we'll sell it and we'll buy it when it goes drops even lower. And then everybody, like the gamers united on Reddit and said, let's buy it.
We can play the game too, you know, and they get so upset when we start playing the game. And that's what makes me mad, you know, because that just kind of, that makes it seem more rigged, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're trying to put a freeze on trading. You can't even download Robinhood app anymore from the App Store. I haven't tried it myself, but someone was telling me that they tried to download it and it doesn't work anymore.
That's crazy. Yeah, thankfully I had the app on my phone still, and I had an account that I haven't touched that since 2018. That was my last transaction I checked this morning.
Nice.
But even this morning, or I put in my order for AMC like late last night after the markets were closed. So I woke up expecting that it would have went through, but that didn't go through. I had to try like at least three different times for it to finally go through.
Yeah, they don't want it, man. They don't want. They're losing. The last time I heard, it was somewhere around $3.5 billion these hedge funds have lost now because of what's going on. $3.5 billion.
And I'm sure they're still well off, you know?
Yeah,
That's probably just a small loss for them, which is insane.
True that. But the greatest thing is we saw the power shift of the power dynamic last year, 2020, right? How much money did the elites make from the pandemic? Yeah. Now here we are in 2021. It's been, you know, almost a month, and now we've got a crazy shift back the other direction. $3.5 billion. Where's that money? Who's got that money?
All it took was Biden getting elected, and then us figuring out how to try to meme the stock market, you know?
Well, it's bigger than that, I think. They're like, Biden got elected by abusing some systems. All right, we're going to abuse some systems here, and, you know, we're going to do it now. And the elites are like, no. We're the ones who are supposed to abuse the system. Right. Wait a minute. Can we cancel them somehow? Nah, it's too late.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Sorry, everybody, if you're not in on it. Unfortunately, I'm not. I don't play the stock game, but I feel like I should. My goodness.
Yeah, why not, dude? If you got a little couple extra bucks to spare, you know, just YOLO it. That's what I did.
True. I do have a little bit of Bitcoin. It hasn't really gone anywhere. People were freaking out about it for a long time. And I bought it here. It went up and then it went back down. So now it's about where I bought it. So it's
right.
You know, whatever. I'm just not really expecting anything. But AMC, I people are talking in chat, like saying AMC is about to explode. What else? There's a couple others that people are saying.
Nokia, Naked
Nokia,
Brands, dude.
Right? Some random. And they're paying attention.
BlackBerry also. It's
what
weird.
Is it?
I saw people tweeting. BlackBerry was one of them.
BlackBerry. Nokia,
and BlackBerry. You know these companies that you kind of forget exist.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm really mad at myself though for not even investing into GameStop because I just got a Series X probably last month.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know. I gave those dudes so much money for a stupid bundle. I could have just, you know, put it in the stock market too.
True. And just own part of it. Made money off yourself. So yeah, you got the Series X, huh?
Yeah, dude, I love it.
What do you think about it?
It's the first console that I've had since the 360. So I'm so impressed.
It's been a while. Jeez, the 360, the ring of death.
I think the last game that I played a lot on my 360 was the first Black Ops, and here I am like 10 years later playing Cold War.
I don't know if you could see. Oh, actually you can't see it because of my let me just take the screen just to show off my PS5.
Okay,
I got that PS5. But the beauty of the new age world we live in gaming, we can play Call of Duty together still.
Yes, dude,
that's amazing.
Cross-platform is a beautiful thing.
Isn't it though? Man, why couldn't they do that long ago?
Right. They were just being selfish, stingy.
So you're into first person shooters, that's your jam?
I like Borderlands a lot. Been playing Cold War, Call of Duty, or Cold War and Warzone, Halo Master Chief Collection as well.
How's that game, Halo? I heard it's pretty good.
It's cool. I haven't played a Halo game since the 360, which was, I think, Halo 2. Halo 2 was the last, like, Halo game that I played, so I've been playing the campaigns on, like, 3 through, I think, 4, 3 and 4, and then Reach or whatever. It's cool, though. It's
nice.
Fun.
I just, I got Gears 5, and I've been playing with homie of mine.
I tried that one, too. I did expansion DLC story that they dropped, and it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
I never
good.
Played a Gears game before that.
And neither have I, yeah, but it's, once you get the flow of the game, it's pretty good, as with most games. I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 with the homies.
People keep telling me I got to get that.
It's only $5 right now on Steam, the online version.
Okay.
$5. I mean, I don't know if it's this is on PC because it's on Steam, so I don't know if you can get it for Xbox.
Yeah,
but,
no. I got a MacBook, so that wouldn't work.
Yeah,
on my computer.
Yeah, MacBooks. Yeah. So, unfortunately, that's Yikes. Okay. I'm not dissing the MacBooks. I hear they're all right. I have one.
I still got a Series X. I heard those are more powerful than any computer. So,
yeah, but you can do so much more with the computer.
Oh. Like what? Be a nerd and play keyboard and mouse.
Yes, yes, exactly that. All right. Yes, and you know, I can stream a podcast every day, which is
okay. All right.
What that's I do, you know,
pretty useful tool.
It's pretty good. I got to admit, it's pretty good. So I'm enjoying myself. So let's talk about your rap game. I tell you what, though, I sometimes at the randomest times, the oh, yay, that pops in my head. And I'm just like, oh, it's in there again. Like, it's good, awesome. Though. I like it. I can't believe there's only 1,000 views on it.
I know, right? People are sleeping on it right now. It's like it's like GameStop last week, you know, it's gonna go up soon.
Dude, that thing's gonna explode. Look, if you guys don't know, I just to give you a little context of what I was talking about. All right, go click on his YouTube channel right below. All right, there's a link to Patriot J's YouTube show. You only got 3 videos or something, right? I don't even know.
I only got 3. I'm gonna drop another one hopefully tomorrow, though.
Oh, maybe. Snaps. Nice, nice.
Yeah. I'm going to the studio after we record this podcast. I'm gonna lay down a track and then I'm gonna probably shoot a little impromptu video tonight and drop it tomorrow.
Sweet.
It's a Grifties freestyle.
Grifties freestyle.
Yeah, I kind of came up with it like right after I watched the Grifty Award show. You know, I was just feeling a little creative juices, and I was like, all right, let me write this down.
That's cool. So check it out. He's got a few songs on there, and Oh Yay is one that gets in my head. You did a video with Anomaly, who was also a guest on my show a couple months back. Great dude.
Yeah, that song with Anomaly. I was writing for my album. My album came out in October. I wanted to finish it like somewhere September, so I was writing for it probably early September.
Okay.
And I knew I wanted to get him on a song, but I just didn't know which song. So I came up with the hook, and I was like, "Yeah, this seems like a song like he might get on." So I laid down my verse, a rough version of it. I sent him the song. He sends me the song back probably within like an hour. It was crazy. It was like the world's quickest verse return. That usually never happens. So he sent me the song back, and I loved his verse. And then maybe a couple weeks down the line, he was like, yo, we should shoot a video for it. And I was like, yeah, dude, let's do it. So me and my director homie, Jal, we went down to Huntington, met up with Anomaly, and just had fun on the beach, shot a video, and it was really chill.
That's awesome. Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun. You guys looked like you were having a good time.
Yeah, it was nice, too, because down in Huntington, I had never been out there. I've lived in Southern California all my life, but I've never been to Huntington Beach, and that's in, I think it's in Orange County, so it's like the Republican bastion of Southern California, so it was nice. We were running into, like, Trump's shirts and American flags. There was, we were, like, shooting a scene, and Anomaly was talking, and, like, some girl walked past. And she was like, wait, I know his voice. And then turns around and like recognizes Anomaly. It was the craziest thing.
That's awesome. Oh, that's cool. Do you get recognized on the street at all or out and about?
No way. Nowhere in California. It happened to me when I was in DC a couple times, which was pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, we ran into each other in DC. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a great time back in the Trump era when Trump was president.
Remember that? Remember those days?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
So tell me about who your influences are. I mean, who did you grow up listening to, music wise?
All right. So I think the very first rapper I ever listened to was Aaron Carter. I used to bump that Aaron Carter's. I think it was like Aaron's Party, his CD, when I was probably like 3 or 4 in my mom's car. You know, it was just like some clean kiddo rap. And then I remember another album I listened to was the Eminem Show, but it was the clean version. You know, of course, I was like, I think probably like maybe like 6 or 7 when I was rolling around listening to that. And then I didn't like kind of get back into rap on my own until maybe like the beginning of high school, like 2010. And so that's when I found Tyler, the Creator. He's one of my favorite artists. He's been one of my favorite artists for a long time now. And that was kind of when I discovered Drake too. I found Drake because he was plugging his music on a Degrassi podcast. I said, wait a minute, this guy makes music. So I've been rocking with Drake for a long time. Cool. Drake's another influence. My top rappers right now got to be Eminem. Comethazine is really good. He's probably my favorite artist from like the new generation.
I don't know that person.
Kanye's always up there.
Yeah.
Pharrell too. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Oh, Mobb Deep. I got into Mobb Deep maybe a couple years ago, and that changed my life. I had never like gone back to listen to all the old school 80s and 90s hip hop. But when I listened to that, that one kind of blew my mind. Prodigy from Mobb Deep is like one of my hugest influences. And I grew up listening to a lot of System of a Down too. So
nice. That's like, Serge Tankian, yeah, like, man.
Yes, dude. I saw him live when he came to my school with his orchestra performance.
And what?
Yeah, dude. It was nuts.
That sounds awesome. Yeah,
I think those are probably like my biggest influences musically right now.
That's cool. You know, do you know Tom McDonald?
I've heard of him. People like say his name a lot, but I've never checked out his music. I think I might have seen maybe one or two videos from him.
I think you would like his music. He is basically just smacking the faces of all these crazy people out there verbally, and it is glorious.
That's what
needs
to be done. These people need some sense slapped into them because I don't know, they're living in some sort of fantasy world where they think like all these terms that they've made up are completely valid. They think their rules that they abide by are like worldwide principles, and they're right and we're wrong. And I think what's scary about them is that they really feel like they're right and they're wrong. So they think like we're evil. Whereas if I disagree with somebody, I'm like, okay, I see where you're coming from. Like it's a valid argument. We just disagree. But when they disagree with us, it's like, oh, you guys are evil, Satanist, Nazi scum.
Yep. It's a shame the world we live in right now. What do you think led us to that? What do you think, you know, brought us there?
I don't know if it's one thing, but I think the media played a huge role in contributing to like the hyperpolarization and the kind of just hostility between your neighbors and stuff. You know, I feel like I noticed the trend kind of like with the media being biased during the Obama era, because like Fox News was like crazy anti-Obama, and then like even MSNBC, they were like a little too pro-Obama, so it seemed weird. I remember back in the day, like people used to say MSNBC is far left, Fox News is far right, and CNN is like the middle option. And that's just that paradigm is just completely gone and obliterated. I don't know. They've caused so much harm pushing their fake narratives, and it's because they have like generational trust. You know, there are people who grew up like with the TV, and you know, if it's not on TV, they don't trust it, or they don't trust something until the TV says so. And so it's like people have these decade-long relationship with the people who they think they can trust. And so whenever those people tell them something, they're gonna kind of put that into their worldview, and they're gonna like solidify it as an unattackable belief. You know, they're not gonna be able to look at alternative viewpoints.
Yeah, it's true. You know, CNN just released an article today saying it's because of Trumpism that the people online are making money off this game.
Oh yeah,
GameStop stuff.
I saw that headline, and like, what does that even mean? Like, people.
What?
There are people like there are everyday people who just started trading who are making money, and like the our elite overlords are mad at that.
Here we go. How Trumpism explains the GameStop stock surge. And
Trump's not even the president. They can't stop talking about this guy.
Let me read this. This is how they explained it. Ready? At the core of Donald Trump's angry populist appeal was and is this sentiment. Ooh, hold on. Let me stop that. All right. The elites think they know better than you. They think that they can tell you how to live and what to believe. But guess what? We, the people, are smarter than the elites. So he taught people that they have the power.
That's
we,
crazy.
The people, have the power.
And they're mad at that. That's nuts.
How dare you realize this, peasants?
Yeah, they don't want us to realize our true power because, like, this is just one like microcosm of us realizing if we all band together and stand up, what are they going to do? There are more of us than there are of them. They've just been playing the game longer and smarter than we have. But I believe in the American people. We are quick to adapt. We're smart learners, and we're always going to overcome.
Boom. Yes, they can't stop the change that like Trump. It's basically like he yelled at the people sleeping and they all woke up and it's like an avalanche that's now coming down this mountain. And it's like you can't stop that. People are waking up. They're realizing that the elites did have the power. And that's what he was saying. It's like, look, I'm giving the power back to the people. In his first inauguration speech, he said, 100%. I'm giving you the power. And it's pretty obvious now, like especially this GameStop stuff. The elites are so upset that they're losing money and that normal trader regular folks out there that are traders taking advantage of it and making a lot of money. Now they're freezing the system. They're stopping trades. Yeah, a 30-day trade freeze on GameStop, I think, now. So you can't even get into it anymore.
It's
supposedly
crazy.
I don't know much about it, but
I think I think that's probably going to be the most important part of Trump's legacy, at least for me, the fact that he kind of woke up the sleeping giant. You know, there are so many more people who are just kind of awake to the facade that they haven't really noticed. They just there are still people, obviously, who aren't awake, but those are the people who are like, let's go back to normal. You know, like I want a normal president, but we never had normal. Our previous normal was what the elites wanted us to do.
I know. Just shut up and go back to work and accept the rules that we make. No. Like you said, Americans, man,
we make the rules. They don't make the rules.
Yeah. We the people.
It's our country. Yeah, that's the
yes.
Three most important words. We the people.
Absolutely. In fact, someone in my locals community, I asked them, what do you want me to ask Patriot Jay today? Someone said, what does the Constitution mean to him? And I think that's a pretty pretty solid question after what we've just been talking about. How would you answer that?
To me, the Constitution symbolizes a contract between, really, it's a contract between all of us. It's a governing document between us and the government, but we make up the government. You know, people shouldn't think of the government as something separate from us. The government is us. It's our money. These are our rules. So I think it's just, it's kind of just like the mission statement of what we want to be as a country. And I think the ideas listed in the Constitution are the closest thing to we might get to like a perfect system. I know people will point out, they'll say like, oh, well, under the Constitution, like slaves were 3/5 of a black person, you know, but it's like,
but through the Constitution, because of the Constitution, they used the Constitution and freed the slaves.
Exactly. Like the Constitution has logic. All the tools we need. It has, it's the master toolbox. We just have to go in, we can find a clause, we can find a sentence here and there, a section, but it gives us the tools I think we need to adapt, survive, overcome, thrive, and prosper.
Man. Awesome. I love that. Well put. Yeah, I like that. Man, seriously, like we're looking at Biden and how he's, you know, he banned the use of the term China virus now.
I'm just saying
it, YouTube. All right. I'm just reporting.
We're talking about it.
That
okay.
He panned it. All right. That's YouTube just announcing.
It's covering so crazy. We have a president who is trying to say, hey, Americans, please do not say this. And it's even more discomforting when you realize what he's trying to ban. People are making fun of China, and here you have an American president saying, hey, don't do that. Please keep China in your highest graces. We don't want to piss off our leader, Xi Jinping.
China first. Remember, China first, everybody.
China first, America second.
Like, wait a minute, what? You're the president, right? Of America?
Yeah, right.
The United States?
Yeah. What? Like, what better way to come off as controlled opposition by China by saying, hey, guys, don't make fun of China. In my first week, I'm going to tell you not to make fun of China.
Someone just said, Adam's so afraid of getting banned on YouTube. It's like, I'm making fun of YouTube, by the way, by saying it the way I did. Did you not catch the sarcasm in there? Gosh, some people.
It's not like this is text. Like, come on. You can hear the inflections in our voices.
No.
I hate when text or when sarcasm doesn't like translate well to text. And people are like, bro, are you serious? Like, I tweeted the other day. I was like, I'm announcing my candidacy for the MAGA Patriot Party for California's attorney general. And people were like, oh my God, bro, are you for real? Or like, yeah, you can do it. Like, if I was really a grifter, I would have set up a little GoFundMe link for going to my campaign here.
That's true. No, you know what? I think people really, your followers are probably like, yes, thank you. Because we need you in power. We need people like you that I honestly want to help other people. Those are the people we need in power, because the people in power aren't the ones. You saw how they did what they did to Trump. He didn't need to become president. He didn't need any of that.
They treated him so bad. And people are always like, oh, I don't think Trump ever wanted to win. But you don't put yourself through something like that if it's just like a fluke, or it's just like, I'm going to run for president one day. Like, it took cold calculation. Like, you don't accidentally beat Hillary Clinton. That's just not an accident. That's calculated, and it's unfortunate what they did put him through.
Yeah,
but hey, I'm glad they didn't JFK him or anything. You know, he still lives to see another day. He's the former president now. He just established his office. He's gonna back some candidates. Who knows what can happen in 2022.
Well, they're trying to make it so he doesn't run again, which I think is ridiculous. This whole
impeachment they're wasting so much time, so much resources, so much energy on impeaching somebody who's not even in office. It makes zero sense. You're supposed to – impeachment is a tool you use to get corrupt officials out of office.
Right.
We voted for Biden and got Biden out. So what is the entire purpose of impeaching somebody who's not even in the office anymore?
Because they're afraid of him, because of what we already talked about. He empowered the people. He empowered people to rise up and realize we, the people, have the right to govern ourselves. He helped me in my red pilling over 2020. When I woke up January 1st, 2020, I had no idea what I was talking about politically. I still don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm certainly better off now than where I was in early 2020, you know. But listening to the way he spoke, watching the way news media spoke about him, and then going back and actually listening to his speeches, and I did a deep dive on his family.
You check the context for yourself. You're like, oh, well, what they were saying doesn't make sense. And there are so many cases of people just saying, well, one day, you know, I looked at it for myself. And it's crazy.
Exactly.
It's crazy that all it takes to break the veil is just to kind of go inside yourself and, you know, use your discernment that God gave you, you know, just to kind of say like, well, this doesn't sound right, or this doesn't look right, or it doesn't feel right, most importantly.
Yeah, the beauty of that is it wasn't just, it's not like I just had a microscope on Trump and that's all I focused on, because what it did was allow me to understand the media does that with literally everything. So now everything the media was talking about, I'm like, I got to go check the context on that.
Even history, dude, it's crazy. They know no limit to their narrative shifting, you know, but they say history writes, or the winners write history. And that's what they're trying to do right now, just rewrite everything. And it's nuts.
Yeah, but it really makes you
think. The fact that they're trying to impeach Trump right now only like solidifies his realness, you know, because like you said, they're afraid of him. If they weren't afraid of him, if he wasn't a real threat, they wouldn't be trying so hard to get him out of here.
Yeah. And not only him, though, they're trying to villainize me, you, people who wore MAGA hats. You wore a MAGA hat? Oh, you're on the list. You're now, dude, it's Trumpism.
It's so crazy. And it's what sucks is it's the media driving it. And then so all the people who buy into it are doing it too. So, you know, I've caught in fact from like locally just from people, you know, who, and it's crazy because it's always people who weren't politically active up until like a movement in the media or something, you know, like BLM or like the Kids in Cages, you know. But like once the media decides to focus on something, then all of a sudden these people wake up, and then next thing I know they're tweeting about me and trying to kill me and trying to jump me because I voted for Trump in 2016, and I won't shut up about it.
Did you voted for Trump in 2016?
Yeah. That was my first election, and I'm so proud that I did. And I think I'm kind of like privileged because Trump was my first vote. You know, there are people who are alive who had to like vote for Romney and vote for McCain and vote for Bush Senior and Bush Junior. You know, and it's like I'm a little blessed. Trump was my first vote. I don't feel like cheated or that I wasted a vote or anything.
Well, I voted for Trump in 2020. And I also don't feel like I wasted my vote. You know, I didn't, you know, even for the people who did vote for him, it's like he still got more votes than any incumbent president ever.
Yeah, he increased his share of votes, I think, from 2016 by 11 million.
That's awesome. And that's craziness. And I still don't understand how Biden got 80 million votes.
It's okay, though. We can't talk about it. If we talk about it, we'll get demonetized.
I just said I don't understand. All right,
yeah. YouTube. We don't get it. We don't get it.
I just don't understand. All right, it doesn't make sense to me. Oh, man.
The algorithm is going to help us understand real quick.
Yes, the algorithm. Thank you, YouTube. Almighty, powerful YouTube. Yes, sure. Oh, man. Someone asked me, they want me to ask you, human rights or inalienable rights? Pick one.
Oof. Human rights or inalienable rights? Oh, I'm going to go ahead and say inalienable rights.
Okay.
Over human rights. I don't know. Human rights sounds a little too, it sounds too, I don't know, too broad of a term. I don't know, too like feel good. Like people say like rent is a human right or like water is a human right. Like,
right.
I don't know. I prefer inalienable rights, God-given rights.
Yeah.
Just things that feel natural. I feel like that's what an inalienable right is. You know, like, I've got the right to speak my mind. Nobody's going to shut me up. You know, it's stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it feels like human rights is, they've made it a blanket term now. You know, like you said, rent is a human right. It's like, is it?
Anything is a human right. Anything that they want taxpayers to pay for is a human right.
Yeah, nailed it right there.
I've got a human right to I've got a human right to scented pencils, you know, and I think other people should pay for that. Or I've got a human right to a nice goose down coat or like a really nice silk pillowcase, and that's my human right, you know.
Are you just picking out things in your room right now? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I'm looking at my pillowcase. I'm a little disappointed that it's not silk, and I'm like, you know what?
I'm gonna
storm Walmart and say, hey, damn it, I've got a human right for this pillowcase. I'm taking it.
Oh, man. Oh, I mean, if you were around in the summertime, you probably could have just gone to Target and
you know, that's a peaceful protest. That is such a peaceful protest, you know, just me walking in and demanding shit. That's all about. That's what the founders intended when they said we shall overthrow our government. They meant throwing into Walmart and, you know, taking stuff
and burning it down, all the stuff that we couldn't take with us. Let's burn it so no one else can have it. Yeah. Oh, man. I have a human right for books on a shelf and a snowboard.
I have a human right to Xbox Game Pass. It is criminal that they charge me $15 a month.
I hear good things about that Game Pass, actually, though. I hear it's pretty sweet.
Dude, let me plug Game Pass for a second. It's the best.
Are you about
thing,
to plug
bro. It changed my life. Shout out to my brother DC Capital. He put me on to Game Pass, dude. You pay like, it's like Netflix for video games, pretty much. You pay monthly and you get to download like basically any game that you've ever wanted to try that you never really wanted to pay for. I think there's like a library of probably at least 200 games, and then it comes with EA Play, so you can play all the EA games. It's
nice.
Really fun.
That's pretty good. I mean, and it makes sense. Like, why? I mean, I've bought games and beat them in 2 days, and because it was a really fun game and I just couldn't put it down. And then it was kind of short. And then I'm like, I just beat it. Like, what? It was $60 and I, you know, the game, and then it sits on my shelf, you know, $15 a month. That's, I mean, that pays for one game in, you know, 4 months. And then you've played how many countless games, you know, and then it's
Game Pass is probably the closest thing we'll get to gaming as human rights, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I see that. Yeah. I've always been a PlayStation guy, although I did have original Xbox. People, you know, I don't like the whole battle between PlayStation and Xbox because I liked them all.
Probably in their lifetime had one of each console. You know, my very first one was the PS2, and then I got an Xbox, and then I got an Xbox 360. And then right before I got my Series X, I got a PS4.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I honestly kind of want the Series X. No joke. Like, I want them all because there's things that
that's the way to do it.
Yeah, right. I mean, if you can afford it, they're quite expensive, and if you can find it, honestly.
And, it took me a while to secure my X.
I just saw Bryson in the chat. Hold on, I got to pop this onto the screen because this is how do I do this? Hold on, there we go. Give this to Patriot J. Bryson just dropping a bill.
Man, Bryson is one of the greatest people I've ever met in this movement, dude.
He is awesome. I love that dude. He's been on my show. He's always welcome. I know you're obviously listening now, Bryson. You are always welcome to come join in on my show.
I got a verse on Bryson's album. I think it's dropping.
Do you?
I think he's dropping the album on February 5th. Woo! So it's a pretty fire track.
It's
gonna go up once he drops that.
Yeah, I'm excited. His stuff's always fire, man. And he's always pissing somebody off.
And I love it because he's unabashed about it too, you know, because he'll drop lines about, I'm not afraid of the LGBT or whatever, you know. And it's just like, if that's the way you're going to do it, that's the way you should be. You should be all in about it. You shouldn't want to teeter totter around things or kind of, I feel like, not speak your mind on something, because that's kind of a part of political correctness too. The PC community, they want you to shut up about certain things.
Yeah, so they want you to be afraid to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't want us to have a dialogue. I feel like on a lot of these like PC issues, they just come up and people accept it. Nobody really talks about it. And people are afraid to talk about it. And that's by design.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's something to be said about someone that is very just strong on their convictions. And I think Bryson may be the most vocal about his convictions, about what he believes. He is just, dude, there is zero filter on him, man. And it's refreshing actually nowadays, right?
More people, it's crazy that like speaking your mind is all it takes to kind of, you know, stand out from the average crowd.
Yeah, yeah, because, true.
Says a lot about the minds of, you know, the everyday people.
Yep. And GameStop is proven that the everyday people are taking over.
We got the power.
Yeah. Isn't GameStop what is their slogan? Isn't it give the power back to the to the players?
It might be. I think it is. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I saw a tweet. Somebody said it's like, it's ironic that the stock name itself is GameStop.
That's pretty good. Then they're putting a stop to it. Power to the players. Yes, it is.
Beautiful.
Dude, how did GameStop know that they were going to be in such a pinnacle moment of damning the man? That's amazing. Oh, who's this? Oh, we got Sav. I got to pop this up too, yo. This is cool. The Savannah Hernandez, another guest that has been on my show. What up, Savannah? I don't know if you know her, but Adam, tell Jay I said what up. Been watching your show lately. Savannah. It's been fire. Thank you. Also, side note, GameStop, let's go. Nice.
Get in Savannah's Telegram chat. I'm in her chat, and it's pretty informative. She dropped.
Tell me about Telegram. What's up with that? I have it on my phone, and I've had nonstop. This person joined Telegram. This person joined Telegram. I've never used it though.
A lot of notifications when people come in, but it's cool. It's like you can set up broadcast channels where it's basically like your own channel. Like it's like your Twitter profile. You just got out blurbs and people read it. You can set up to have comments on it. Or what I like about it is that you can do large group chats. So people kind of compare it to Discord. I like it more than Discord for group chats, just because it's a little less confusing than Discord. There's okay. there's a lot of differences in like Discord, but Telegram is just like straight up group chat, like, you know, you would have with your friends on like iMessage or something. So it's pretty straightforward.
And they're trying to get rid of it too.
Yeah, because, you know, the Nazis are communicating on it.
They straight up say that. Oh,
and people
gosh.
Believe it. People and believe it.
I
bro.
Know.
They have these people out here talking about, I am Antifa. Yeah, I'm anti-fascist. I'm going to go punch my local Nazi. Nobody knows a single Nazi, bro.
Nobody.
There's not a single Nazi in this country right now. We defeated the Nazis. I don't know how many decades ago.
There was one. There was one. And you know who deported his butt? Donald Trump. Said, get out of here. It was the last one.
They tell these people, go punch your local Nazi. And then they say, your local Nazi is anybody who thinks there are two genders.
Did they really come out and say that?
Well, they say like, punch your Nazi. And then, you know, they label anybody with sense a Nazi.
Yep. Yep.
I remember one time I was in Berkeley in probably, I think, 2016 or maybe 2015 at like the Battle for Berkeley and Antifa or whatever. I was up there with some streamers, I guess. And I'm in the crowd and I'm talking to people, and there's this like old white lady. She comes in. She looks like she's like a hippie liberal Berkeley professor. And we're going back and forth. And then she's like, you could be a Nazi. And I said, what? Like, that's news to me. I didn't know the Nazis would let me in. I was like, she was like, how do I know you're not a Nazi? Like, you could totally be one. And I was like, what does that even mean? You know, these words are supposed to have meaning. When you throw out the word Nazi, racist, sexist out, it just becomes meaningless, you know? And then it just, it dilutes the actual meaning of the word. And it sucks because there are actually things that are racist, you know? There are things like we don't live in a perfect society. There are still biases. Yep. But when you go around saying your everyday Joe is a racist, who really is a racist? If everybody's racist, then nobody's really racist.
Dropping bombs. Although I gotta say, it is her human right to call you a Nazi, though.
You're right. That's a human right I can get behind.
There we go, right? Oh, that's funny, man. Oh, dude. What a crazy story. Just coming out, dropping it like it's hot, you know? Chandler Crump?
Yeah, for sure.
So he said
he wanted to get on a song with me. So I'm gonna try to send him something. We might make something happen.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, he's branching out into his musical career too. I like that. But he said something on my show that caught me off guard. I didn't believe it. He had people coming up to him calling him a white supremacist because he was a vocal Trump supporter. And it's like,
for everybody who doesn't know Chandler is an African American male.
Yeah. Thank you for adding the context. Very important context to this hilarious story.
Clearly not to the person who called him a white supremacist.
I just don't understand it.
Skip over. Oh my god, dude. I got to tell you about the worst and best experience that happened to me.
Oh, dude, do tell me.
You probably heard me rap about the girl who sent an email to my school in my Thought Criminal song with Anomaly.
Yes.
Dude, that's a real life story, bro. So.
Oh my gosh. Did you actually call her mom at the end of the video? You do that, like...
I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I don't. Maybe I know where her mom lives. Maybe I don't. I don't know. No.
Oh, my gosh. Brutal.
Here's what happened.
Go ahead.
This was like peak BLM season this past summer. I think it was like the beginning of June, maybe late May. George Floyd, rioting, blah, blah, blah. So I go... because I know how these cons work. I know I've been in the game long enough to see that people donate to these like defense funds or these freedom coalition funds, and it doesn't go to the people, you know, like Black people don't get the money that gets donated to George Soros's organization. So I know how the game works. So what I tweeted, I'm about to change my Venmo handle to something like Minnesota Defense Fund to get these donations popping. Be right back. And then I changed my Venmo handle, took a screenshot. I think it was like MN Defense Fund. And I followed it up with the tweet of my Venmo, like, please, RT, my friend is collecting supplies for Black Lives Matter and we're accepting donations, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So
a true grift. Very nicely done.
Yeah. So I guess that tweet just rubbed her the wrong way. And she found And somebody, I had like this backup Twitter where I was tweeting crazy things. You know, it's a lot of like inflammatory opinions I used to tweet when I get drunk or whatever that I didn't want on main. And okay. So I had like, I guess I had a leaker in that profile following me. So they took screenshots of it. I think the worst thing that I said on there was something like, we need to get the Somalis out of our country. They're burning us to the ground, like right after Minnesota happened or whatever. the hot take that I probably would tweet on my main now. But so it was the BLM Venmo joke and then like some things. Oh, it was another tweet from my private account where I go, I'm about to go full gun girl. Don't say I didn't warn you in words. Hard R. You know, just joking around about the grift or whatever.
Okay.
And so she posts the screenshots from my private and then the Venmo one. And I guess she sends an email to she sends an email. I'm going to pull it up because I actually have the email. Look, so she tweeted out these two emails. One was to my school and one was to the California Bar Admissions.
She tweeted
it out with the caption, "I'm so disappointed," and her dumbass forgot to block me. She forgot to block me like before she tweeted it out. So I saw it go up in real time and then I saw people tag me in it. So this is what her email says to my school. She goes, "Good afternoon. I'm a blank student who has been made aware of fraud being done by a Pepperdine student. His name is Jordan, and he has not only been making racist remarks, but is actively engaging in deceiving those who want to support the Black Lives Matter movement. I have attached some pictures and would like to remain anonymous as he is from my hometown. I believe this goes against everything your school stands for, and it would be a shame to have a lawyer think like this. He is intending to act fraudulently. I have attached some pictures from his public and private Twitter account. Thank you." And the message to the bar said pretty much the same thing.
Wow.
But the funniest part about that is, like, here we have a white woman trying to destroy me, a Black person, my life, in the name of Black Lives Matter. Yeah. It does not add up at all. From that moment, like, I realized it's not really about Black lives. Like, I knew it before, but I realized these people don't care about Black lives. What they care about is liberal politics. What they care about is destroying the country and transforming our identity and our fundamental beliefs. They want to uproot American society, and they are using the backs of dead Black men and women to do it.
Yep. And it's sad.
It's working because it sounds good. They call it Black Lives Matter. Who's gonna say, like, no, Black lives don't matter? You know,
right.
Like,
how can you disagree with that statement?
You can't oppose the statement. Yeah. So they were like, okay, well, we'll just make it our organization name, and anybody who attacks us is racist.
Yep, exactly. Or Nazi, full on. Right. Yeah. I mean, just a blanket term that they do with it.
Racist, Nazi sympathizing, white supremacist.
So. I mean, is that basically what she was calling you, this liberal white girl?
Pretty much, yeah. California? She said, "I am making racist remarks." Like, how is a Black person talking trash about BLM racist? You know, it's not my fault. I want better for Black people. I don't want us to be, you know, fooled by the liberal media and this cute little organization being funded by old white men.
Yep. It just makes me think of the song "No Lives Matter" by Tom McDonald. You got to check him out, man. You know what? I'm going to send you some of my favorites from him so you can listen to some tracks from him, dude, because he is I think. Do you know Jordan Peterson? Do you like Jordan Peterson?
Yeah, he's cool. I haven't listened to like a lot of his lectures or anything, but I've heard like some stuff.
That's all right. They're very long. but they're very good, though. Once you get through them all, you're like, I'm wiser now. I think Tom McDonald is definitely that, like, Jordan Peterson is very blunt in his ways as far as like calling out people that are just not being accountable for their actions. And I think that's one of the biggest issues is all these people, they just don't want to be accountable. They want to blame others. It's your fault. It's your fault. 100%. I'm offended because of this other 100%. Person. Yeah.
What drew me to, I guess, conservatism and the right wing the most is I feel like they accept the idea of personal responsibility. And that's the most important thing. You know, it's all about what you can do for yourself. You don't want to rely on somebody else. You don't want to have to wait for a handout. You have to go out there and get it on your own. And once you take responsibility of your circumstances, you're going to either say, okay, I like where I'm at, or I don't like it. Let me try to improve my situation.
Yep, exactly. Because we need to be accountable. That's it. People don't want to do it. gosh, it's just like, just shut up and deal with life. Life is so easy nowadays. They think it's difficult.
We have it so good. We have it so good. I made $150 today off the strength of a meme. Like,
right? Like, exactly. Man, memes are powerful, yo.
I guess it looks like they have a lot more excuses than there are opportunities, but I don't know. I think there are way more opportunities out there, and people just need to open their eyes, look in different avenues, and just, I don't know, keep trying.
That's it right there, man. You said it. That was perfect. But will they, though? That's the problem, though. You know,
I think eventually they will. I don't know. I like to believe that people, they get wiser as they mature, and I don't know, maybe 5-10 years from now, half these leftists might say, like, I was acting crazy during those Trump years, or I don't know, because I get a lot of messages, and it'll be like, hey, I used to argue with you on Twitter, but now I realize you're right, or like, hey, sorry for being rude to you back in the day, I didn't do my own research, and now that I did my own research, I see where you were coming from.
Yep. Yeah.
So I got faith that the left will come on home to the fundamental American principles.
Yeah, just simple logic is all they need. Simple logic and self-accountability. Those two things.
Right.
It's once people find that, it's like, oh, it all makes sense now.
Yeah, exactly. And everything kind of just flows naturally from that.
Yep, exactly. This is a question from the grad. What would you do if you ran into your arch enemy, Patriot X? Oh, Patriot X.
All right, so I think my arch enemy is probably like Patriot X. He's probably like some super woke pro-black dude, maybe like one of those Hebrew Israelite types. Okay. I would talk to him, you know? I would talk to him. Try to see where he's coming from. Maybe plant a seed in his mind. I don't know. I wouldn't do anything too crazy, but I think I would engage in a conversation because I think that's what people just have to do. They have to talk to each other. They have to kind of duke out a battle of ideas and put one and one against each other and see which one makes more sense to them.
That is a song on your new album, Patriot J versus Patriot X.
Oh my God. That actually probably would make for a really interesting, fun story to like write and rap.
And that's from the grad, that's someone who went from being homeless to getting their butt off the ground and graduating school, and now they have a degree. Someone who's been following me for a while, so
it's, I think people sleep on the power of education, man. I feel like just like going to school has opened up a lot of opportunities and doors for me. People say like college is a scam or blah, blah, blah. But that's because they major in stupid things like, yeah, I don't know, true. Like gender and women's studies. Like, what are you going to do with a gender and women's studies degree other than be a gender and women's studies professor? There's like,
there's just a cycle of them teaching each other.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you going to do with that? Like practically.
Yeah, good point.
I think school is like what people make of it too. It's like you can go there and say like, this is a scam, I don't want to be here, or you can just go there and like, I don't know, be there present and stuff and make the best of it, meet people, network, get connections, and get your foot in any door you really want to.
That's true. It's all a state of mind, you know. It's just people need to treat it at, like doctors, for example, they have to go to school to become doctors. Where do they learn all that stuff? You know, you got to give it up to doctors that went through all the schooling to become, of course, you could probably become a doctor in gender studies now that I'm thinking about it. It's like, ooh, yeah. Medical doctors. All right. Maybe I should add that. Add that? I don't know. There's probably other like doctorates.
I think our now assistant health secretary, whatever.
Oh, doctor, my gosh.
Doctor.
Sparks just start flying out of my brain. I don't know. Are they a doctor? Or is they person?
Oh yeah, that person is a pediatrician. They were a pediatrician in their past goodness. Life.
Wow. In their past life, right, before they became...
Now they are a deep state government op.
Psyop to emasculate all the strong men, American men out there, and weaken the American public.
People are sweet, man. People
conspiracy,
are sweet.
YouTube. It's a conspiracy. I feel like I gotta throw that out
everything,
there.
Everything is a right wing conspiracy theory, and then all of a sudden it's the truth.
Yep, like hydroxychloroquine. They're trying to use this drug that has been used for 40 years, and actually it turns
proven
out
proven and proven, and it's crazy
craziness. All right, let's get into some super chats. That hour went by really fast, so Wormsworth says, Patriot J, I love the album, my man, genuinely yes. Ready for more. When's your next album awesome. Coming out? You got something
thanks.
coming.
I don't have anything set in stone. I'm going to try to get my next project out probably like quarter three of this year. Cool. But upcoming music, like I said earlier in the show, I'm going to go to the studio tonight. So I'm going to try to drop like one song, if not tomorrow, by early next week for sure. I got a verse on Bryson's album dropping February 5th. And then I did this really dope collab with a dude named TB Impact. And he had the song Victory Over Victim.
I just started following TB. Yeah, he's got a t-shirt line, Victor Over Victim.
Yeah. So he put out that song, and then he reached out to me, Bryson, and Zuby. So we're going to be on the remix. So that's going to hopefully come out soon. So I'm gonna send him back my verse
tonight.
That's
a combination, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be sweet. So we got at least three songs coming soon. And then, I don't know, I'm just going to keep my nose in the... notes app and just write bars here and there.
Awesome. That's awesome. Mark G says, are you a law student? Need to pass the bar? Need exactly 17 cups to win a case? Then buy Krigler coffee. It's a coffee that you can't object to.
Coffee that you can't object to. That's a great advertisement.
Mark G is constant with my super chats.
That's
for
funny.
Me. I love you, Mark. You're amazing. This guy is awesome. Always dropping some awesome. And by the way, I do have awesome coffee. If you haven't heard about my crypto coffee, you're missing out because it's good. It's that fire coffee. I.B. Rippenham says, can't be racist. We all fart the same way. It's true.
Well said.
It's true, you know? You know, the smells come in all different smells, but it's all gas.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. Arcadian Twilight says, whoa, whoa. Latinx is used by white college lefties. All my Hispanic friends and family dislike that word and call it racist. Oh, really? So Latin folks don't even like that term. That is what I hear, actually.
Yeah, that's what I hear too from a lot of, like, I guess my Latinx friends. You know, they're like,
as you call them Latinx.
Dude, Spanish itself is like a very gender heavy language, you know.
Yeah,
we don't have like papi and or what is it like papi and mommy. It's like pop x, you know, like what do you want?
Yeah, that's true.
It's very binary in that language, and I think the fact that white people are trying to come in and usurp it is indeed racist. You know, the white guy's saying, here, I'm calling you Latinx and you're gonna like it, Latinx.
Yeah, they're like, no, get out of here.
it's like the scenes from Roots when the guy is whipping Kunta Kinte and he's like, your name's Toby, and Kunta's is like, no, I'm Kunta, like, I'm not Toby, you know. It's white people are like, you're Latinx.
Mm-hmm. I think the Spanish government came out and said, we're not gonna do any of this weird gender, you know, readoption in our speech, because this is the way we speak, we're not changing it. And I was like, all right, Spain, all right,
all right,
right on. Abigail says, I just made 9k on off of GameStop. Cheers. Nice, Abigail.
Nice. That is woo! A big
dollars. Ding 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 ding. That's nice. That's a good chunk of change right there. Kaiju says, hey, Adam, love your show. By the way, it's at 91 billion, not 3.5. Get wrecked, elites. 91 billion? No way. Are you serious?
Awesome. That's fire. That's beautiful. I need to hear more of that news. God. 2021 is off to a great start for the people.
Yo, right? Don't like it? Getting a taste of your own medicine, do you, elites? Huh? Nice, right. Kaiju. Dang, if that's true, 91 billion, that would be crazy. Wow. Robert Wilde says, I left a message in your locals telling what happened to me, that I couldn't I couldn't in super chat since there isn't enough room. Have a blessed night and life. All right, I'll check it out after the show, Robert. Johnny says, rudimentary knowledge of stocks, but could this new power that the people have discovered with GameStop also be used to sell all stocks in companies like Twitter, Google, Amazon? Make them tank?
That's a nice little class warfare right there.
I like where your head's at, Johnny. Mm-hmm. And I like how you just said it. It's the class. It's a class issue. That's really what it is. These elites are trying to introduce them to identity politics. Everyone's seen that meme, you know, Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Wall Street. Yep.
Yep. This guy gets it. And it worked. Yep. And it's still, people are brainwashed, man. Yep. That's what we're seeing. Yep. Gareth Green, Orange County is turning blue. Oh, man. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That sucks. I mean, California in general, right, is just turning into this blue wonderland.
Yeah. My congressional district, up until 2018, it was like the last Republican one in Los Angeles County. And then 2018 is when Katie Hill became my representative for a short-lived span before she was way too horny for office.
Wait, what? I don't even know anything about this.
I know about Katie Hill. Oh my God. Okay, so I worked on the incumbent who Katie Hill defeated. I worked for his. I worked in his office and then on his campaign. But okay. Katie Hill, she became my representative, and then I think like probably a year or maybe a little under a year within her term, she had to resign because a massive sex scandal came out. She was having sex. She was married, first of all, and then I guess she was having an affair with one of her campaign workers and then one of her official staff members. And so once the House Ethics Committee like said they were going to investigate her, she resigned. And also like a bunch of nudes came out. There was like one of her brushing her staff member's hair while she was naked, and her staff member was just like sitting in the chair in front of Katie. It was gnarly. When you after the show, just Google now Katie Hill thruple.
Oh my gosh,
that's what they called it. They called it a thruple.
Katie Hill thruple. I'm gonna do this for science.
that was early on, and I think it was. I forget when it was, but Twitter had like banned a link to the article. That's how bad it was. And that was
really
kind of one of the first censorship moves Twitter did. It was to censor a Daily Mail article that had like all of the pictures from it and stuff in it.
That's the number one thing is Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Representative Katie Hill resigning and snowballing thruple scandal.
Yeah. It was the craziest thing to happen in politics. I hate that she lost though and had to resign, because I wanted to avenge my former boss and I wanted to like run against her, but she got out of office before the people could vote her out.
Oh, shame.
Now we got a Republican guy in there though, Mike Garcia. He seems pretty cool. So
that's good.
Back to red.
Nice. Keith says, Jay just added your top five to my playlist. Awesome stuff.
Tight.
Adam, keep up the content. Thank you, Keith. I will. Mark Thank G again you. Says, do you think daycare and participation trophies got us here? Everyone thinks they're special. Mediocrity is rewarded, and they must be given directions by an authority figure before they can act. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Participation trophies, man. I can't stand those, man. Cancel those. If we're going to cancel anything, cancel participation trophies, please.
I feel like Call of Duty Cold War. It's a participation trophy now, because they'll give you like an elimination if you even deal like 10 or 15% of a damage on a kill. Sometimes like I shoot a guy once and then I get the kill for it and I'm like, I don't even deserve that.
Well, I mean, that's just a point system, because you did help in the destruction of that person.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you didn't get the kill. You get just like a partial bonus as far like, I don't remember exactly what they call it, but I don't know. It's a little bit of a stretch, I'd say, but I see what you're saying, though. Let's see. Hydro says, the human race is fixed not to prevent the strong from winning, but to prevent the weak from losing. That is true. Yeah. I mean, look at medicines and everything. We're keeping everyone that's sick and weak alive. Not that I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. It's just a simple truth. You know,
you can't even say simple truths now. It's so crazy. people will really get offended at you for saying the truth. I remember going back to Katie Hill, I tweeted this funny thing. It was like, there are objective truths. Like, I like to tweet objective truths and just watch people get upset. So I tweeted, I remember, I said, because she was openly bisexual. I go, Katie, or California's first openly bisexual congresswoman, had to resign after being caught in a sex scandal, which is true. Those things happen. She's bi. Right. And people were like, oh my God, you're anti-gay, blah, blah, blah. Or what does her being bi have to do with it? And I'm just reporting facts here. It's not my fault. Like, people get triggered at the truth.
Yeah, it's like, wait, well, but you're not a lefty, though. You're on the other side, so you're not allowed to report the real stuff. They're allowed to change the narrative and shove the narrative down your throat. Yeah, you, on the other hand.
We're whoa, the fake sir. News over here.
Yeah, how dare you, sir? Mm-hmm. Goodness. Mavis says, Robinhood gave me a warning that GME is volatile at the moment, and my investment in it involves added risk. They think they're trying to get me to sell. I think they're trying to get me to sell. Probably.
The entire stock market is risk. If they're going to give that warning for GameStop, they might as well give it for every stock you buy.
Yeah, exactly. It's warning, the stock
you
market.
You might lose money. Are you sure? Like,
yeah, it's not a legit thing. Calvin says, Patriot J Twitter is lit fire.
Let's go. Thank you,
I can
sir.
Vouch. I can vouch. Matthew says, please waste time. Congress working is the worst possible situation for the U.S. I mean, true, because they're not working for us, are they?
No, I think Congress's lack of action really hurts us in the long run, because that's why you've got people like leading on the Supreme Court, for example. You know, I feel like Congress doesn't speak on certain things, so the court can. And when the court does, like if the court declares something a right, the voters can't get mad at Congress because Congress didn't really do it. It was on the court system, you know. So I feel like Congress is delegating a lot of their lawmaking powers over to the judicial system just because they don't want to catch flack. And that kind of sucks. That kind of blends the lines between the separation of powers, and is our judiciary really independent or not, and what do we even have representatives for if they're not going to do anything except for name post offices?
Yeah, that's a good point, man. The whole system, yo, which is why we need younger people in government. Run for office. you should run for office.
No, but yeah, we do. We definitely need some fresh ideas. I don't know, like we need somebody in government who is had to take out like a FAFSA loan for school or something, you know, like things that we can relate to on a, you know, everybody's not 65 and a millionaire or just well off and just wanted to run for office because they had some extra cash or all these donations from their big rich friend.
Yep, exactly. Let's see. The Buzz says, Patriot J, do you follow Nick Rakita or Uncivil Law?
No, I've not heard of either of those two.
I don't know them either. I will have to look into that. And then we got Bryson coming in hot with the give Patriot J the hundo. then he says, oh, and PlayStation is alpha. Oh, nice. Oh,
for real? He's at PlayStation?
Bryson, no, he plays on computer. No, he's a PC gamer. Well, maybe he plays on, I mean, he said PlayStation is alpha, or maybe he's just calling me alpha because I got a PlayStation 5 behind me. I'm going to go with that.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to go with Bryson's calling me alpha. Because I have the PlayStation. Thank you, Bryson. That's awesome. What a G. Yeah, and then we got Savannah who said, tell Jay what's up. But then Bryson comes in hot right after, says, sending another $20 out to do Savannah. oh, out to. Although it misspelled it. So it's actually out to Savannah, not out do Savannah. Okay. So I just read it verbatim. but I guess, Savannah, you're going to have to come back on my show and, you know, throw the 20 bones. Nice. This is nice. I'm watching two greats speak in my super chats to each other, but I'm ranking in the money. Kind of, I guess. I gotta throw you some money next time I see you. Keith says, side note, you can use for Game Pass for both PC and Xbox. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. I didn't know that. It's not just for Xbox, so I could do it.
I would have said that, but I have not a PC guy, so that slipped my mind.
But look, if you're going to shout out Game Pass like you did, man, you were like, I'm about to plug it. You're not getting paid by them, are you?
No.
I'm not even getting paid, dude.
I'm getting rewarded in personal satisfaction knowing that I play my games at such a low rate.
Nice. That's how it's done. Mark Robichaud says, I'll be jumping on AMC stocks soon. Yeah, I hear that's next. AMC, yo. Yeah. Sav says, laugh out loud, Bryson, why you got to do me like that? I think it was he miswrote it. He said $20 to Savannah. Oh, gosh. And Bryson, of course, says, you're awesome, Savannah. Just joking. Nice. This is great. You guys keep speaking to each other via my super chats. I like right. it. Yes, nice.
I love Bryson and Savannah. Those are both awesome people.
Agreed. I can definitely vouch for that. Fenfen says, cheers from Brazil. Cheers. All the way down in Brazil. Awesome. Right on. Brazil.
Worldwide, Bryson, baby.
Bryson says, KR, my album comes out February 5th and Patriot J is on it. He's responding to chat, paying money to make it pop. I'm all right with it.
Bryson's dropping a double album, too, on February 5th, which is nuts. Dude,
two?
Two of them. He's a really hardworking guy. I wish I had his work ethic when it came to rapping, you know?
Yo, he drove, I don't even know how many, 5-6 hours to come for one of my episodes. And then he filmed me a little bit, started rapping a little bit. He's like, yeah, I'm about to do this this music video. It was out the next day. He's like, I was like, oh, I can get you some, you know, shots of me doing something I was planning on doing on the weekend. But then he dropped the video and I'm like, oh, I guess this dude works fast. Yeah, he works like crazy, yo. So looking forward to that. He's even printing his own CDs now. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Got a whole CD printing system. Dude,
that is one hell of a great investment, too.
Yes, it is. Indeed. Lucas says, try the game Apex Legends. I don't know.
I played Apex once.
Is it good?
It's just like another battle royale thing. It's different because you can like choose different characters and they have their unique abilities, which is kind of fun. But okay. It took me a while to come on the battle royale train. I hated it at first, and I'm only barely getting into Warzone, so I don't want to kind of delve into another one. I played Fortnite for my first time the other day, and I just hated that just because all the building mechanics. Yeah. I'm sure it might change in about like a month if I keep playing, but
there's something about really colorful games that just turn me off. I'm just like, I just am not into it. Like Call of Duty, Warzone, I'd probably enjoy that because it's a little more realistic and not realistic, but you know, it's not colorful and flashy and I don't know. Something about those colorful things just doesn't work for me. Meat Cutter says, Patriot J just got broken up with. Any advice to stay positive for your fans when things don't feel great that day? What do you got?
Yeah, bro, just trust the plan. Hold the line.
Wait a minute. Did you just say trust the plan?
In an unironic sense, you know, trust the plan. The plan being your internal purpose, you know, just kind of keep your head focused on the goal, you know, don't let outside forces kind of bring you down. I don't know. Things happen in life and time heals all. That's another one. Time really does heal all. It might suck right now, but a couple months down the road, year later, you're going to look and say, wow, I got through that really tough time. And all I had to do was just kind of hold the line.
And focus on you, really. I think that's the biggest thing. People in chat are calling you Q now. And also, look, Meat Cutter, I want to just say I didn't mean to laugh at this situation. This it sucks. He said trust the plan, and I've lost it because, man, it's just like, oh, you know, we started the show with all lies will be revealed. It's just so funny.
So much fun. Dude,
you caught me off guard with that. All right, let's see. Oh, I just had a super jet jump. Thank you everybody for hanging out and joining us today. If you haven't smashed that like button, you need to. Patriot, this is your cue to say it. Smash that like button. God, thank you. All right, cool. Goodness. But you heard the man. All right. Let's see. Zacchaeus and Branigan says Reddit just banned Wall Street Bets.
They banned it?
Well, no, it's banned like a musical band. Oh. It's not I don't understand. Maybe they meant banned Wall Street Bets. Oh, maybe Reddit banned the subreddit Wall Street Bets. That's got to be it. Can you check that? Are you checking right now? Because no, this I'm is not. So the story originated in the subreddit Wall Street Bets. So that makes sense that they would Reddit itself, because Reddit is rather lefty, right? And anti-Trump. So you'd think about who everyone's calling you Patriot Q now. That's oh so God. Good. Maybe Chad is on fire.
I'm going to drop a single Patriot Q and the hook is just, trust the plan, trust the plan.
We've got two good songs coming from this episode, all right?
I dropped a song called Trust the Plan.
Wait, did you?
That's literally the intro to my album. It's called Trust the Plan, yeah. When they ignore what you need, we'll just follow my lead and just trust in the plan.
Oh my God. It's amazing, amazing. Oh man, Mark Robichaud says, my pronoun is God. All right, thanks. Cool, Mark. Augustine says, I need help first. I need to master to learn all things streaming. Second, best PC and equipment on a budget. Third, best software. I am the R word that, of course, YouTube can't stand. But that's okay. Look, all it takes is just doing it over and over again. I saw one of your videos, Augustine. You're doing fine, man. Best PC is the one that's in your budget. Seriously, that's all you need. Like, you don't need some like crazy machine that's going to be able to run video games and be able to stream eight different 4K cameras. You just need like a good solid camera, a good solid input for your computer. I stream some of my episodes on a laptop off my phone internet and it works. So
I just
what do you got? What do you got?
Check my mentions right now. Uh-huh. And a hip hop thinker goes, hashtag Patriot Q. Let's get it going.
Nice. Yes. We started something new. I love this. I love this. Just keep at it, Augustine. Hydro says, I did not know Chandler was African. I thought he was just a Black American. Well, they label every Black American African American, yeah, don't they? Isn't that just
African-American?
It's a blanket term now for just African American.
It's the nicer way to say Black, I guess.
I mean, what do you prefer? What do you? I just, I don't, just American.
American. But if I had to want to return to Negro, it just sounds a little more historical.
Okay.
I'm trying to make Negro great again. I don't know. And I feel like Negro kind of like definitively defines American Blacks.
Okay. Because
there are different Black people. You know, there are Black people from other Black places who aren't necessarily American.
Yeah, like Jamaicans. You know, I'm thinking of Kamala Harris because they keep saying, you know, she's Indian. You know, she's half Indian, half Jamaican. And I'm just like, well, you know, it counts. But
Black enough, I guess. I guess the media goes by the Black one drop rule now.
She checked it. You know, it's fine. She checked the basis. Oh, man. Michael Beacon says, buy game stonks. Get called racist. The fire rises. That sums it up fairly well, Michael.
Media's doing a good job at keeping the value high.
Dude, they're so upset. Now everyone knows about it. Now everyone's talking about it too.
Like, well, racist stocks. Where can I buy some?
Yeah. Oh man. All Nazis. Every single one of them. J. Rico. Oh, this is perfect time. Hate how loosely the term Nazi is used. It spits in the face of people like my granddad who fought actual Nazis and fascists in World War II. That's a good point because they were actually out there being Nazis.
It was like an actual Nazi empire that we had to topple.
Right, exactly. That were, you know, systemically killing people. It's pretty crazy. Jason Dixon says, your hotel desk bell will be there February 3rd. Dope! Jason Dixon sent me a old school, like, one of those hotel bells. Ding, 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 ding. But it's like, I don't know, some sort of vintage bell. He was telling me about it, that it's going to be dope, but I'm going to have it on my desk so I can, whenever anyone becomes a member. I'm excited, yeah.
Sweet.
Let's see. Caleb Warden says, I might be flipping from Tim to you, brother. I enjoy your content. Your guests hit me with the responsibility that conservatives have. Keep it up. Yes. I've got them fire guests. My guests so fire that now Tim Cast IRL are taking my guests.
Right. See, but the beautiful
thing about YouTube. I'm not joking. That's literally happened. Go ahead. What?
The beautiful thing about YouTube is that you can just watch the replays. You know, people don't have to really choose. They can support both.
I do. I like that. Exactly. I like that. But thank you, Caleb. I appreciate that. John L. says, Patriot J, not going to lie, I'm not a huge fan of rap, but mad respect for fighting the culture war. Let me know when you ascend to the true music of the gods, Mongolian throat singing. Song number three.
Imagine what that sounds. I can't even imagine what that sounds like. Maybe I'll like sample some Mongolian throat singing in a beat or something.
You gotta find like a professional Mongolian throat singer and have them sing Trust the Plan
in the studio, yeah.
Through throat singing.
This song, when it happens, is gonna be amazing. It might not happen maybe 5 years from now, but it's gonna come out. Trust the Plan, Patriot Day featuring Mongolian throat singer.
Patriot Q coming in hot. Yeah.
No, just drop a whole Patriot Q EP. Songs include Trust the Plan, Trust Biden, or Trust Ray, Trust Sessions.
Mongolian throat rap. Nice. Oh, I'm having a good time. Let's see. Jason Dixon again says, tell Patriot J, I F with you. I can't say it, but I'm a fan slash supporter. Right on, Jason. Right on.
Thank you. Appreciate you. I'm going to go ahead and tell Jason he and I share one last name. My last name is hyphenated, and one of them is Dixon. So Jason's nice. A pretty cool guy.
Nice. We're this much closer to being able to dox you.
You can never dox Patriot Q.
Only if you trust the plan. Oh, man. Simona says, say licensed physicians. Well, I just said it.
Licensed physicians.
Is that the doctors something maybe that we were talking about? I don't know. Sorry. Code word, yeah, maybe. Or maybe they just wanted to hear me say it. Licensed physicians. I kind of accentuated a little bit there, but I had fun. Blackwell says, never underestimate a man with a mustache. F the bare lips. Love you guys. God. All right. There you go.
I love my mustache. I keep it on because if I shave it, I'll look like at least 5 years younger. And
people were saying I look like 10, 15 years younger. Because I had this big old beard for the past like two months, and I got rid of it, and everyone in chat was like, oh my gosh, it's the fake Adam. It's fake.
How
fake.
Old are you, Adam?
36.
Tight.
How,
where are you
going to
run for president? You can do
whoa,
that.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Calm
you
yourself.
Can run, bro.
I could.
You're the old one here.
I am. All right, sure. But we look the same age, and that's the important part, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But you're not the first person to ask me that, actually. But I don't know. Caleb Warden says, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, I measure like years in terms of like when you can run for an office. So like as soon as somebody turns 30, I'm like, oh, congrats, you can run for Senate. My cousin turned 35 last year. I'm like, happy birthday. When are you going to run for president? I've been looking forward to 25 so I can like run for the House.
Nice, nice. Are you going to do it?
I don't know. But
yes, why not?
How I measure years.
You should try to line it up so on January 9th you get in. So you like boom, you turn. By the way, his birthday is January 8th, which is 108. That's why he's on today's episode. Just you know, happy belated. By the way,
thanks,
so then you can be the youngest House member ever. Elected, you should just rock for it, right? Why not?
I thought about it. I've definitely thought about that scenario, but I think my 25th is in an odd year. Yeah, so it would be next year, and they do the House every 2 years, so I would be 26. But it's okay. That's still younger than the average age. I think that Madison Cawthorn is the youngest rep right now. I think he's like 25 in some days or something.
Oh wow, he really. Well, congratulations, Madison. Captain Playoni in chat just says, you have to be at least 80 to run for president now.
That's really how it seems. It's crazy. It's crazy that the limit is 35, yet we look to people 40 years past that. Like, bro, you're way past your prime.
I know. Give it up. Yeah, they don't want to give it up. Let's see. Minion says, at a Krigler ayahuasca soon. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to release that kind of a product. I got Krigler coffee. You know, I'm slowly building into
the
slang
FDA
and drugs.
Knocking at the door in an instant.
Technically, I'm a drug dealer because I sell caffeine through coffee beans. So I'm a legal drug dealer now. Yes.
Congrats.
Moving on up. Put that on my business card. Blackwell Disco, thank you for becoming a member. I don't have a bell. Bing, 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 bing. But I'm going to have one soon. Thanks to Jason Dixon. Jippy White says, another channel is 100% canning food, zero politics. She was shadow banned because her series of videos called Canning Revolution. Only because of the revolution word. I can't even type. You can't even type it? Really?
Revolutions are bad now. That's
wow.
We're living in some dangerous times. It's going to be a scary descent. I don't know.
Yep. It's where like, are we, man?
We're in a crazy world, and it's like, I guess, dangerous and lots of bad stuff going on. But I'm also equally optimistic, you know.
Me too.
I said earlier, like, I believe in the American people, you know. I don't think we're going to take shit for much longer.
Me too. I agree with that completely. Got to stay optimistic, you know. That energy creates more of that energy in others.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's more healthier than being doom and gloom and blackpilled 24/7. Yeah.
Like a certain show I know about. I'm not gonna. I don't know about that. Oh man, I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I don't know what you're talking about. It happens to be starting right now though at 8. But I'm gonna continue anyway. Andrew says y'all should check out Sun Hydrogen. HYSR, is that a stock or something? I don't know anything about it, but thank you. Jason Dixon again says, Adam, have you ever considered playing Rust? Well, he says paying Rust, but I'm assuming it's playing Rust. Yes, because my buddy also just got one of the new next-gen Xboxes, and we've been playing Gears 5. That's why I got it, so we can cross-play. And Rust, I guess, is another one of those cross-platform games, so it's definitely on my radar, because co-op games, playing games with my homies is the only reason I like to game, honestly. Just keep, you know, get to hang out with your homies while playing awesome games. Tenny says, we're moving to Northwest Chirac Burbs to San Diego in March. Oh, from the Northwest Chirac Burbs to San Diego in March. Thanks to all who said GTFO of cities because it took a year for my boyfriend's transfer to go through. Nice, Tenny. Of course, yep. I hate to let you know, San Diego is in fact a city.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What did they say? Like, didn't they say they live in like going to the northwest part or something of it?
Well, northwest or Chicago. I mean, I'm from northwest Chicago, okay. And it's like Chirac. I don't know. So it was kind of like a play on words because it's a dangerous place to be right about now.
Yeah. I'm hip.
Yeah, but have fun. San Diego is beautiful. I love it down there. It really is a beautiful, beautiful city. The Simple Prepper says, my O face. Oh. Thank you for that super chat. I don't know what it meant or why, but very nice. Dark Party says, are you going to join pocketnet.app? I don't know anything about it. I have all of my social medias below. You can follow me wherever you are on social media. You can also follow Patriot J down below. There's his Twitter handle and also his YouTube channel. Definitely go check his stuff out. He's awfully fun to follow on Twitter for sure. Definitely check him out. Honest Heart says, look up Mongolian death metal man, the Who. That's just H-U, the Who. Maybe you can you can get him to do your hook for you. I don't know. Does he do, is it Mongolian death throat metal? Is that how, is it like a, I don't know. I'm still learning the Mongolian music. Walba says throat singing, check out the Who. People seem to be dropping the Who guy.
That's so funny. Yeah, I googled it right now and the Who came up when I googled Mongolian death metal, so maybe he's the leader in Mongolian death metal.
nice, there we go. My chat is the best.
There's an opportunity for everyone, literally everyone. You can sell Mongolian death metal.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out what that's like. Patriot J / Q is a brother from another mother. You're never gonna let that one down, bro.
Who said that one?
That's Jason Dixon again.
Oh, salute, Jason. Yep, literally. Probably is a brother from another mother.
Jippy White says, I have a Cash App and they don't have GameStop stocks, but they do have AMC. Let's see what my $50 will turn into tomorrow. Hashtag I want my share. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I
get it.
I was on Cash App too at first, and I realized they didn't have I saw they didn't have GameStop, so I just downloaded Robinhood, and I was like, all right,
I gotta get that GameStop, yo. All right. Jason again says, play Rust on PC requires a beast PC. Well, luckily I have a beast of a PC. Mark Robershaw says, Rust is best played with a bunch of friends. Cool. Yeah, I would love to. I mean, I'm playing a bunch of awesome games right now. I got Gears 5 with my buddy who's on Xbox. I'm playing Red Dead Online with the homies. We got Ian Crossland, my boy the Ferk, and the Tick. So it's really fun to join in with those guys and play. John L. says, I'm telling you, Adam, we're repeating a ton of historical cycles right now, and things will only get crazier. Don't make me send you my recorded lectures. They'll put you to sleep for a decade. No, John, don't do that, please. But you're not doing a good job of convincing me to have you on my show and explain all right. That stuff. It's like, I don't want you to put my people to sleep. Come on. That's funny. Someone randomly in chat just said, President Adam and VP Patriot Q.
trust the plan. Get behind.
Yeah, me too.
You want to know what our platform is?
Yeah, yeah. What is it? Tell me.
All lies will be revealed.
Oh, nice. Yes. We'll have us both just, you know, Steve Zissou. Have you ever watched that movie? The Life Aquatic? Oh, man. Nope. There's this scene where this guy and his mentor, like the main character, Steve Zissou, is standing with his mentor, and they're both kind of like pointing out into the distance. Or maybe it's him and his son. I don't remember, but it's kind of similar to you saying all lies will be revealed. And it's kind of funny. Yeah. I can just picture the image of us doing it. If you guys, shout out to any artists out there. If you want to do that, if you want to somehow superimpose our faces onto that with slap all lies will be revealed. And then
screenshot this
president. Yeah, something like that. We'll have fun. Mark Robershaw says, I use steak for my stocks. Nice. All right. And then Sonny James coming in hot with a final super chat. Please interview Catherine Austin Fitz, former Washington insider and author of The Plain Truth. Also, did the Epstein case just disappear under Biden? I'm a conspiracy theorist and proud of it. It did seem that the everything's kind of disappearing underneath Biden's rule. But, you know, make China great again, I guess, is the label of his presidency. That I just came up with that, but man, is that kind of frightening how true that seems to be the case, isn't it? My goodness. All right, everybody, thank you all for joining us today. Patriot Jay, especially thanks to you, man. I had a great time laughing thank with you today. I'm gonna give you the camera, tell everybody how to follow you, you know, how to keep up with what you're doing, give a shout out to everything you're doing.
You can follow me on Twitter at Sir Hottest, SIRHOTTEST. I'm also on Gab at Sir Hottest and Instagram at Sir Hottest. Listen to my album, The Patriot J LP, everywhere you listen to music. Just search Patriot J in the browser. It'll come up. And that's all I got. Thank you, Adam, for having me. It's been a funny time.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Thank you, everybody. And I will see you tomorrow. Carlin's returning. We're going to talk about Brandon Strock being arrested for simply being at the January 6th Capitol shenanigans stuff. So we're going to talk about that. So I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you next time. Peace. Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.